Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I am speaking with Arian Daniels from Let's Talk Dyslexia. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm great. So let's get right into this. What exactly is Let's Talk Dyslexia?
Well, Let's Talk Dyslexia is more of an advocacy group. We're here to dedicate it to raising awareness about dyslexia.
And what does this advocacy group do?
Let's Talk was created to assist parents like myself who have a child or a family member that has been diagnosed with dyslexia or needs services to assist in identifying and diagnosing dyslexia, which are not readily available in public schools either.
Now, you mentioned your daughter when we were chatting a little bit before this interview. Is that what inspired you to create this group?
Definitely. Yes, definitely. She was diagnosed back in 2016 with dyslexia, and after receiving the news that my daughter had dyslexia, the journey leading up to her diagnosis was very challenging, and plus because, as I stated, schools do not have, are not equipped, actually, to handle children with dyslexia, so finding help after her being diagnosed was truly a struggle. It was very hard, and it was through that experience that I formed Let's Talk Dyslexia to help inspire and help other parents with similar issues who do not readily have the information or capacity or the wherewithal to find resources or services for their child.
So what would you say is the overall goal of your group?
The overall is, of course, we're wanting to push legislation so that other people won't have to work as hard to find resources and to raise awareness because you just don't know where to go, and we're trying to provide resources and information about it.
What other initiatives is your group working to implement?
Well, again, resources. Also, with the legislation, we'd love to have legislation passed. I know that's kind of long-term, but that's what we're working on right now. To help children or students that are in school, we'd like to have at least one specialist that is dedicated to helping students that have dyslexia.
And
that's the overall goal.
People that are listening right now, how can they support your cause?
Always we welcome community support. We'd love for them to follow us on Instagram. And also we'd like for them to donate. The donations right now are going to the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation, who was very, very beneficial in helping my daughter with her dyslexia.
Now, in regards to your daughter, her name is Nari.
Nari, yes.
Okay. Now, how did you know that Nari had dyslexia?
Well, I started noticing when Nari would read, she would get very frustrated and become very angry, especially reading out loud. And then on top of that, her writing element. She was very articulate. Nari is very well with explaining. She's very explanatory. But when it came down to writing everything, her writing was poor. And you would notice the D and the B, the confusion between the two, the 6 and the 9, that was always very confusing. And a little bit of the remembrance kind of staying in an orderly fashion. It was kind of a little confusing for her. And I started noticing some issues there. And the more I would talk to people, I talked to her doctor, and they were saying that she might be dyslexic. And we've also found that dyslexia is hereditary. My brother, who just recently received his PhD from Cornell University, has dyslexia. So it's
wow.
Not anything that can stop you. You just need to know the tools to have to make sure that you can articulate and get those tools down pat so that you can become more successful and combat that dyslexia bug.
Now, as a parent, how did you feel when you received the news?
Well, I was a little relieved, actually, to know that I know now what is wrong and I can better understand what she's going through. But as I stated before, that struggle with trying to find out exactly what was wrong, that was so hard because there was not a lot of people that knew. And who did know, they just think, oh, they just read backwards. And it's so much more than just reading backwards because it affects people socially, mentally, because when you feel like you can't do something, and especially children, it becomes a fight for them. And then you have to fight with teasing and bullying and all that type of stuff. So it's a lot more than just reading backwards. So as the question that you asked, how did I feel? I was a little relieved, but now it's like, okay, now the fight starts because now I need to find her help.
And how did your daughter learn to overcome dyslexia?
Well, of course, with a lot of support from home, family, and friends. A lot of encouragement. You always need to encourage and keep them uplifted. And through the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation, and I mentioned them earlier, they were the most beneficial to me. They are located here in Virginia Beach. And they were able to identify, diagnose, and test her. And that's how we found out she was dyslexic. And they have tutoring services that they provide as well that are tailor-made to each individual who has dyslexia. And that was the biggest help for me.
Now, you mentioned some of the signs and symptoms that your daughter had. What are some other symptoms or signs a child or person might have that have dyslexia?
As I mentioned before, the confusion between the 6 and the 9, the D and the B, explaining is very easy, but your writing is very poor, confusing with the order or letters of words, difficulty carrying out sequences of directions, and those are a few things. Struggling to learn sequences such as days of the week is something that you might want to notice. But those were a few things that I would point out.
Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier that your brother, who is received his PhD from Cornell, he was diagnosed with dyslexia as well, and that didn't seem to stop him. Is there anyone else in your family that have been diagnosed with dyslexia? Do you like to use him as kind of like, you know, an example for your platform?
I do. There was no one else that I know of that has it or has been diagnosed. My brother, I love to use him as an example because it just goes to show how far you can go. If you've ever researched dyslexia before, I mean, Albert Einstein was dyslexic. Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg is dyslexic. So you can go far. You just need to have the right tools to combat it. And that's the key. So do I love to use him? Gosh, I do. I do.
I mean, I would imagine you would love to use that. I mean, it's an encouraging story, especially for kids who might not really understand it. I'd hate for them to think, you know, is something wrong with me? Why am I different? But really, it's not stopping them from anything if they have the necessary resources that your advocacy group is, you know, assisting others with.
Yes, it is. It's very inspiring. And I, like I said, I love to use them because it just shows how far you can go. And it doesn't mean you have to be a brainiac about math. It doesn't mean you have to be a brainiac about science. Or, you know, if it's something you like to do, go for it and shoot for the stars. You can do it. It may take a little more time. As long as you have the encouragement, it can be done. And a lot of dyslexics are very creative, very creative. Nari is very creative. She's outgoing. She's such a people person. So I never wanted her to feel like that would hold her back in any way. So when she said that she wanted to help other people, I jumped right on board with her. Uh-huh. So It's very, I don't know, it's heart-searing to me, of course. It's more of a mission for me, but I also can only understand what other parents may have felt like when not having the resources or the information to turn to. So that's what I want to do, just be a platform for everyone.
Now, again, I'm sitting here with Arian Daniels talking about her advocacy group, Let's Talk Dyslexia. And you guys actually have an event coming up, the bike roll. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what the dyslexia bike roll is?
Yes. Well, the Let's Talk Dyslexia bike ride is to help raise awareness about dyslexia. And we're also raising funds for this event for the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation, who I mentioned before. They will help identify, diagnose, and provide tutoring services that are tailor-made to each individual that have dyslexia. There's also a virtual ride that you can do. If you can't make it out, and we're adhering to all the COVID conditions, if you can't make it out, we ask that you bike 1 mile, and that signifies that 1 in 5 people have dyslexia. We ask that you post a picture and tag us at Let's Talk, and that's L-E-X, Talk, Dyslexia, with the hashtag of Let's Roll, and that's L-E-X-R-O-L-L.
Now, where did you get the inspiration to do this bike ride?
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. We decided that we were going to try to do some outside things during the pandemic, and we decided we were going to just grab some bikes. Well, we couldn't find a bike at any Walmart around town, and we ended up having to go down to Conti's, and they were able to help us out. it's been a mess. I mean, the bikes don't stay in the store.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to actually, it's almost like Black Friday, going shopping and people are fighting over stuff. People are snatching bikes up left and right. So health is wealth, and we decided to just start riding, and we've been riding ever since. And one day, as we were riding out as a family, I said, gosh, we could do a bike ride. I mean, everybody's riding bikes, mm-hmm. and it started from there.
Now, what would you say is your overall goal for this event?
Well, again, it's just to help raise awareness about dyslexia and to, in addition, to help raise funds for the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation to help provide services for additional children who need them. And now that we're going to virtual in school, a lot of students might have an issue with working online and having dyslexia. Sinkinson can help with that. So I was trying to help raise funds for them.
Now, again, could you run down the event one more time and also include the virtual aspect of it?
Sure. The community bike ride, Let's Talk Dyslexia community bike ride, is this Saturday, August the 22nd. And we're here to help, we're doing this to help raise awareness about dyslexia, as well as raise funds for the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation. We also have a virtual ride same day. If you can't make it, or you're just not able to come out, no problem. We can have virtual. You bike one mile, and that 1 mile signifies 1 in 5 have dyslexia. Post a picture and tag us at Let's Talk Dyslexia, and that's L-E-X Talk Dyslexia, with the hashtag of Let's Roll, and that's L-E-X-R-O-L-L.
Now, Arian, can you talk a little bit more about dyslexia? Specifically, how many people or children suffer from dyslexia?
Well, dyslexia is a learning disability that is very common, affecting 1 in 5 people, making it difficult to read and write due to problems identifying speech, sounds, and learning how to relate to letters and words. And again, dyslexia is also, they found, is hereditary.
And how did you work with your daughter to provide her support?
Well, lots of encouragement, a lot of support from friends and family. The Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation was very beneficial to me. They were able to, they're a nonprofit organization that provides services to struggling readers struggling from or with dyslexia, but they were able to identify and test her, and that's how we found she had dyslexia.
And what are some resources that parents that have children with dyslexia could be aware of?
Well, there are a lot of free online resources like websites and apps that you can download, such as Sound Literacy and Dyslexia Quest, that are very helpful.
And what advice would you give parents who have children with dyslexia who are newly diagnosed?
My first thing is, who knows your child better than you do? And you do not have to take what the school administration tells you as if your child's in school and struggling and saying that, you know, they may have to hold her back because of this subject or that subject. But who knows your child better than you? So you're going to have to advocate for your child. You're going to have to help him or her understand what it is that they have going on and have him or her tested. You can go to the Sinkinson Dyslexia Foundation and they can help. Ask questions through the teacher, through the administration. Just dig as deep as possible, because who knows your child better than you? And if you know there's an issue that she needs help with, you need to make sure that they get help. And I keep saying her. It's him or her. I have a daughter, so I'm so easily to say her, and it's about her. But it's for any child. If you have a child that is struggling, you need to ask questions. You need to dig deep as possible, because as I say this again, who knows your child better than you?
Now, again, one last thing that I like to end my interviews with is always, is there anything else that you would like to leave with Hampton Roads today?
Yes, well, of course, we have the bike ride that's coming up this Saturday. And I just wanted to let you know some other things that Let's Talk has coming up. We have the unveiling of the Let's Talk Dyslexia Patch that is designed for the Girl Scouts of the Colonial Coast. And also, March 29th, just passed, was named Let's Talk Dyslexia Day in several cities. And we're working on a state level as that. And we're also working on launching a community read coming up. So we have quite a few things coming up that we're excited about.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And again, if someone wanted to get more information, what is the best way to go about doing that?
If you wanted to get more information on Let's Talk Dyslexia, please follow us on Instagram at Let's Talk Dyslexia. and we'd love for you to participate in the bike ride, either physically or virtually, and please donate. GoFundMe at Dyslexia Talk.
Well, thank you so much, Ariane, for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.